Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
It's 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. If you've just joined us, we're about to have a phenomenal conversation that speaks to all of us, you and I, and maybe more I, because I know I tend to do this quite a lot. But typically think about your credit card. And when you think about your credit card, focus on what it is that you happen to spend on. Consider the apps that it might be linked to, how often you might travel, the kind of stores where you'd whip it out. And if you're anything like me, it's not fast food, but it's definitely clothing. And someone who might be a witness to this particular behavior that we might share as South Africans is the head of credit card at Standard Bank South Africa, Dumelo Ramukondo, who joins us now to tell us more about the latest outcomes of how South Africans continue to embrace online shopping, especially through their credit cards, following a report by Standard Bank Credit Card. Dumelo, such a pleasure to have you with us, sir.
No, thank you, and good evening to you and to your listeners as well.
I'm excited to speak to you, but I also feel like you might judge us, because you know when we think you're the head of credit card, that, yo, Dumelo, you see what I'm spending on, how much I'm spending, when I pay up, when I don't, and those particular spending trends. And maybe let's just start there, for everyone to have some perspective on your role and function at the bank, but also how you compile this particular piece of data together.
Yeah. So like you already said, obviously I'm head of credit card for Standard Bank. Mm-hmm. So most of the data that I look at has to do with credit card, but just given the sort of the structure of the organization, I also have sight of all the spend that happens on debit cards as well. Uh-huh. So a lot of the insights that I'll give you would actually be for both debit and credit. So it's not just specific to credit. Mm-hmm. There are always small differences between the two products. Especially when it comes to large purchases. But in general, you see the themes being very similar across the different products, and maybe just the average transaction amount might be slightly different.
Oh, how much is that, if you can share?
So again, it just depends on the type of spend. It will be very different, for example, if you're looking at, let's say, grocery.
And different customer segments, right?
Because exactly. If you're talking about affluent customers, they'll tend to spend more versus entry-level customers. If you look at travel, you'll probably see much bigger purchases versus, for example, in grocery. So on average, it depends. It just depends on what the customers are actually buying.
Definitely. I'm intrigued because, as you say, you monitor the spend. Sometimes there are certain similarities, but there's also big ticket items. And that's typically what I think when I think a credit card, that, okay, this is something big, something that perhaps I might not have planned for, but I know I can afford. So let me actually purchase that. Is that typically what we do see with the credit card spending so far?
So I think for majority of customers, that's sort of what you're seeing. So I think most customers sort of tend to use a credit card, and I'm almost going to call it as a rainy day card. Okay. So when I'm short of spend, then I tend to pull it out. Mm-hmm. But I must say that in the last, and I'll say maybe 2 to 3 years, you're sort of seeing a change in, I mean, there's quite a big number of customers that are actually starting to use credit cards for rewards purposes, right? As you would know, credit cards generally come with very good benefits. Or whether it's in the form of discounts or reward points, et cetera, they're generally greater.
Or competitive and interest rates if you pay within the necessary time, right?
Yes, or zero free interest rate.
Yes.
So from that perspective, I think you tend to find that a lot more customers are actually now starting to use credit cards for day-to-day purchases. I mean, if you look at our customer base from a Standard Bank perspective, I think just over 10% of the entire customer base actually spends credit cards as a day-to-day card. They actually fully pay it on a monthly basis, which almost means that they don't earn interest. And that's over 100,000 customers, right?
Sure.
So you do see different types of customers doing different things. But I think the rewards are actually a great driver.
Definitely.
In terms of how you see credit cards being used.
Those are the smart ones, Dumelo, the ones who know how to manage. And of course, as you say, also earn the points and be competitive. But it does also make sense, because when I think of just my phone, I tap literally everywhere I go. So it does make sense that if it is linked perhaps to your credit card, that it does make it easier to actually conduct these purchases and transactions. I'm keen then to segue this into online shopping.
Yes.
For many of us, add to cart has become second nature and part of our behavior. Help us understand how the drive and rise of e-commerce in various spaces, I'd like to think, is actually influencing how we use our credit cards as well on these platforms.
Yeah, I think when we talk online shopping, we almost have to go back to COVID days, right?
Yes.
Lockdown days.
Yes.
Because I think that has changed significantly how we actually spend as South Africans. So I think firstly, you saw during COVID grocery sort of merchants, like the big ones, sort of come up with some form of sort of online shopping sort of options.
The Checkers 66s, the Woolies came
exactly,
on board, and a
exactly,
few others.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think that got a lot of people comfortable spending online, but also the fact that you couldn't really go out of your house, et cetera, maybe also drove a little bit of adoption from that perspective. But I think when it comes to clothing, it's potentially a couple of things that we're seeing in that space. Obviously, customers are definitely spending significantly more than they were spending last time. The same time, we're seeing almost, I'll call it, almost over 100% growth on retail online shopping, which is actually a very very
say
a very,
that
very
again
significant.
Over 100% growth on retail online shopping compared to a year ago.
Yeah, if we're talking specifically retail clothing, right?
Okay.
You're definitely seeing the
likes. But that's huge.
That's massive. But it's a good thing. But if you also look at it, for example, you see that the average transaction value has actually dropped, but the volumes are increasing, which is also telling you that people are actually buying a lot more cheaper items, so more of them compared to previously. And you could also probably think, once you start thinking about, for example, the Shein story, potentially, I mean, they've now become basically the largest sort of retail clothing online store that we're seeing in terms of the numbers that we have. There's probably that story behind around affordability and bargains, et cetera, et cetera. So there is definitely, I think, a lot more interesting things that you're sort of seeing happening in that space.
I find this so intriguing, because now you're teaching us about our behavior. And it almost seems as though, as South African consumers, we're becoming a lot more cognizant, not only in terms of the efficacy of using a credit card, the points that might be associated with it, which does make it more competitive for you to use, how to use a credit card or credit facility more competitively to pay it off interest-free. Yeah. But now you're also helping us understand how we are reconfiguring our basket size to actually match our affordability, because times are tough.
Yeah.
What does this tell us, I guess, about how, I don't want to say competitive, but how, not perhaps resilient, but also just how sharp we are in terms of being bargain hunters?
Yeah. I think the reality is, as South Africans, we always make a plan, right?
Yeah, we have.
I almost think it's in our DNA now. But reality is, I mean, the last few years, actually, you can almost say from COVID times till now, it's been tough times. We've seen elevated levels of interest rates. Inflation has been quite high. Actually, even food inflation, clothing inflation has been quite high. And all of that sort of eats into disposable income of consumers. And you then have to sort of find a way to do more with the less that you have. And I think that then starts talking to, I mean, the trend I'm talking about in terms of buying more items for cheaper, you don't just see it in clothing, you're seeing it on groceries, you're seeing people buying more times, but actually lesser sort of basket value. And that trend sort of cuts across the different categories that people are actually spending on.
100%. If I'm not mistaken, that was a similar theme we also saw in December when we spoke to you about the shopping retail trends, as well as Black Friday last year.
Even for Black Friday, correct. So it's you can see that theme sort of constantly going on, which for me sort of enforces the narrative that customers, I mean, or consumers are still under pressure. We're not, obviously, most of us had expected we would have had an interest rate cut by now, but if you listen to the Reserve Bank governor, that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah.
So we're still hopeful, but I think until we get to those type of levels where you can start saying there's a little bit of relief coming the consumer's way, customers sort of have to find ways and means to basically get more from the little that they have.
Definitely. If you've just joined us, it is exactly 7:30. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. I'm in conversation tonight with Tumelo Ramukondo, who is the head of credit card at Standard Bank South Africa. Now, take a look at your purse, maybe even your phone or your wallet. And if you do have a credit card, just reflect on your behavior, because this is where we are sharing some nuggets and feedback that has been compiled by Standard Bank specifically, essentially taking a look at what it is that we happen to spend on. And if you might have missed our conversation with Tumelo, where have you been? But here are a few nuggets that we can quickly update you on. Firstly, the fact that we are seeing South Africans essentially spend and use their credit cards more on online fashion. That's certainly grown, especially when it comes to more affordable fashion items that they can afford in terms of pricing of the items. But of course, perhaps expanding their product basket as well. What I'm also intrigued by, Tumelo, when it comes to this, and the thought crossed my mind when we were talking about, I understand it's quite broad, different customer segments who have different credit limits, different spending trends and habits. But do we also see that there are unique nuances that you witness from a generational point of view, or maybe even gender dynamics? And I think you know where I'm going with this one, to understand who's actually spending here.
So I think the gender one is slightly complex. Even though there are some data points that we see from a gender perspective, but we also do know that not everyone sticks to using their own card, which we encourage people to do, but not everyone always does that. So sometimes it becomes a little bit difficult to sort of know if the owner of the card actually did the transaction. Obviously, ideally, you sort of want, because I think
that... And you know, so I just want to jump in there, because as a listener, I can imagine, I can already picture a 45-year-old woman that I'm familiar with, but her credit card gets used at Cotton On, which is for her teenage children. So you're quite right in terms of understanding that particular usage and flexibility there.
And I must also say, it's in both ways, because there's also some risk associated with that, right? Which is, the more people actually know your sensitive information, the more likely you're exposed to fraud. Especially once we start talking about online sort of transacting, because it only takes a few pieces of information on your card, and probably with a combination of your phone, all of a sudden someone might just be able to do a transaction without necessarily your knowledge, which is why we always, I think, from a bank perspective, encourage that you sort of keep the card information and all the sensitive information to yourself and hardly ever share it, because it also, I think, creates an opportunity for people to actually explore that. And also, I think, just given all the exposure that people have on the web, you know that criminals are also targeting it. So that growth that you're seeing on transaction, in theory, also proportionally means a growth in attacks from a fraudulent perspective. And therefore, it's quite important that consumers are actually vigilant and actually take care of all sensitive information and actually not share.
Have you had to heighten not only your security controls, but also financial literacy and awareness for customers from Standard Bank's point of view?
Yeah, I think both of them. So you would see that we've been, I think, quite active, especially on social media, even directly engaging customers from a fraud sort of education perspective in terms of the do's and don'ts. But I must actually say, I think the one thing that we've seen also is customers, criminals actually calling customers significantly saying, oh, by the way, I'm calling you from the bank. We just want to confirm your OTP we just want to confirm the following. And I think the one message there to customers is always that the bank would actually never call you and ask you for any sensitive information.
Yeah.
If you think about it, in theory, we know it, so we shouldn't be asking you.
Exactly.
So if you ever get someone saying, oh, I'm calling you from the bank, please just confirm the following, it's probably fraudulent. And just basically drop the call, call your bank, and actually verify if that call actually came from the bank.
Definitely. We do have a voice note that's come through from one of our listeners, Zooks. I understand it's partially related to fraud, but let's see how he expands on this conversation, and we can certainly address it there.
I just wanted to ask Udumelo there, because yes, there are very great initiatives in terms of, you know, getting rewards, the convenience of a credit card and all the benefits that he has stated. However, I just need to know what controls are in place in terms of fraud, because especially with the credit card, fraud is one of the major concerns. So what other controls are they, or are they planning to have with regards to online shopping or online cyber crime, basically, with credit cards?
Thank you, Zooks. That's a voice note from one of our listeners, Zooks, which was sent through on 063-688-0959. And a very relevant question, I can imagine, given that we all are actively using e-commerce platforms and strategies. Any other risk mitigation strategies you have in place?
Yeah. So I'll probably say two things. The first one will really be, I guess, the stuff that customers see, which is really, for example, when you transact online, we actually always send you either an OTP or some form of authentication that you need to do, and that could be via USSD, for example, to say confirm that the following transaction is you. And always, I think that's actually a great sort of way to actually authenticate that the right customer is actually doing the transaction. But obviously, like I just mentioned earlier, should you actually ever give your details away, that can actually compromise that process, because we might still think it's you, whereas a criminal has actually taken over that process. But because they are using your cell phone number, they are using your card details and the CVV and everything else, we then assume that it's you. I think that's the first one. The second one, which I can't necessarily go into a lot of detail on, just given the sensitivities, is we do run a sophisticated sort of fraud model in the background, where you potentially have had instances where, for example, you did a transaction and you got a call that says, oh, we see you've actually done a transaction at this place. It was that you press this number to confirm, et cetera,
yes,
et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
That will be based on the fraud detection capabilities that we have in the background. But obviously, I can't necessarily go into details around that because...
Makes sense.
Yeah.
We never know who's listening. Oh,
exactly,
boy.
Exactly.
Some of those hackers just might be saying, ah, Dumelo, you gave me the secret ingredient there.
Yeah.
But you mentioned a very valid point, and this also helps us educate our listeners, Dumelo. I know this is way beyond, not part of your scope, but is important, mm-hmm. especially when someone is in a panic when their credit card gets stolen or mm-hmm. when they identify some fraud. Typically, they should be calling the call center to get some clarity. But are there steps, mm-hmm. procedures, and mm-hmm. themes that they need to keep top of mind?
Yeah. So the nice thing is you don't even have to call a call center, right? Because
yes.
I think the difficulties around call centers is the waiting time between the time you've been defrauded to whenever, I guess, that time until the someone actually answers the call on the other side. You actually can just log into your app, go to the cards tab, and there's something there that says switch off the transaction.
Yes.
And you can switch it off there. I think with Standard Bank, what is even great is you don't necessarily have to switch off your card. You can actually just say, I've had a problem online, and only switch off the online capability, but still leave your card to still work, for example, on a physical environment.
Yes.
And you've got those options that you can actually follow. But I guess worst case scenario, you can still call a call center to say, I've had a problem, please assist me. If you've got a banker, you can also call your banker to say, I've had a problem, please assist me. But I find that the app is probably the easiest and fastest way to do it because you can actually upfront do it. I think the alternative to that is also there's nothing if, for example, you don't do a lot of online transaction. You can actually log into the app now and switch off online.
Yes.
So if someone tries to defraud you, actually they will be declined. But the same way that if you don't do a lot of, for example, ATM transaction, you can actually log into the app and switch off your ATM capabilities.
Yes.
And that way then you prevent yourself from getting sort of compromised in channels where you don't necessarily spend and only open up the ones that you spend on often.
100%. And I think this is so important because we really do have the power in our hands to be flexible with the options and to create a unique experience in terms of behavior when it comes to credit cards. An interesting one, Dumelo, but I can imagine when you take a look at the behavior around credit cards in South Africa of late, as you've mentioned when you started this conversation, it really has changed. About 10% of your client base actively use their credit cards as their primary tool to transact. They pay it up fully after every month. They fully understand the rewards program. But are we finding that across all segments, despite the high interest rate environment, macroeconomic concerns, South Africans are becoming a lot more aware of how to use credit adequately and to their benefit? Because for quite some time, a few years ago, there might have been this fear factor around a credit card and it being costly, difficult to use, and leaving people in a financial quagmire, which is not what it's designed for at all.
Yeah. No, so I think on that one, you'll find that, again, there's different types or segments of customers. you definitely have, I think, a lot of customers that are becoming very comfortable with credit, understand it better, actually understand how they can use it to their own financial benefit.
Mm-hmm.
But I must say that you still see that there is still a great number of customers that are still a little bit scared of credit. And obviously those type of customers would tend to opt for more like cash-based products as opposed to sort of credit-based product. But if you just look at the large number of customers that I think, in my view, given the time, the pressures, the economic pressures that we're going through, are actually using credit responsibly, I think you can actually definitely see that people are understanding it better. But at the same time, people are using it for things like, for example, rewards.
Yes.
Where instead of actually even using your own money, now you're actually using your rewards points or cash that you've accumulated through that to actually do purchases for your essentials. That then also tells you that people are actually understanding how they can actually get better value out of what they actually have. And credit, if you use it correctly, it's actually a very good tool.
Oh, definitely. And pay before 55 days, right?
55 days interest-free. So you can definitely benefit from that, you know?
Definitely. An unfair question, Dumelo, but anyone who then has a challenge increasing their credit limit, do we call you?
Hey, you can give me a call. I'll set you up.
On it. On it. Yeah. I will be calling you tomorrow. Dumelo, such a pleasure speaking to you, sir, and truly appreciate it.
No, thank you. Thanks for the time.
This has been really insightful, and it also teaches us a lot about our own behavior and understanding how we spend and how to continue doing so responsibly, though.
you know, great stuff. Thank you.
Thank you. That's my guest this evening, the head of credit card at Standard Bank South Africa. See, now I have friends in high places, but don't come for me because you need to sort out your own credit score. Tumelo Ramukondo, who's joined us today as the head of credit card at Standard Bank, helping us unpack phenomenal insight where SA online fashion sales more than doubled in 2024, largely because you and I add to cart, swipe. Yep. That's what we've been doing, essentially making use of our credit cards, but also making use of them responsibly. Share your thoughts with us, 0636880959. It's 16 minutes to 8 o'clock.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.